Someone on the chat asked me about whether or not you have to wash your hands when dipping a donut in milk. So I imagine some people had no idea what he was talking about, but this is a halacha that most people are very much unaware of. And we'll discuss the halacha and see whether or not one needs to be, whether one should be machmer in the halacha. So what is the halacha? So there's a Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tezvav. It's a familiar halacha we learn from Pesach, but something we think only applies to Leil Seder. But in fact, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Or Chaim Siman Kuf Nun Ches Siv Dal that there's a halacha that one has to wash their hands prior to dipping food into liquid. The halacha goes as Im Ochel Davar Shetibulu Be'Echad Mishiva Mashkin. If a person dips food into one of the seven liquids, the Shulchan Aruch tells us as Simanim. The remez to remember is the Yad Shachat Dam. Those are seven letters. Yad Shachat Dam stands for Yain, Dam. Shin is for Shemen. Ches is for Chalav. Tes is for Tal. Dalet is for Dam. And Mem is for Mayim. So Yad Shachat Dam. If it dips into any of these seven liquids, the halacha is, and he goes on to explain, that V'lo Nisnag, if it doesn't become dry, as long as it's still wet, V'afilu Ein Yadav Nogos B'makom Hamashka, even if the hands, the fingers, don't touch that which is wet, Tzarech netila below bracha. One requires washing hands without reciting a bracha. So we know this from karpas. We dip the vegetable, the karpas, into water, and we wash our hands beforehand without saying a bracha. So people think this is only applicable on Pesach night, but many Rishonim in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, this should be practiced all the time whenever a person does dip food into one of the seven liquids. Now it's based on the Zedin Deraisa that food can only become tameh if food came into contact with one of the seven liquids. If a person whose tummy touches an apple, and the apple, from the point that the apple became detached from the ground, if it never came into contact with water or dew or something like that, so then it can't become tummy. It first has to touch one of the seven liquids to be roi to mekabel tumah. That's the basis. Now there's another remez. It's not a remez, but it's a very nice way to remember things. And there's a strong correlation between the seven liquids and seven yom and tovim. For those who don't remember yad shachatam, this is an easier way to remember lanias daiti. We begin with Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is connected to vash, honey. Yom Kippur is connected to blood, all the blood that's being sprinkled. Sukkot is connected rain, water. We daven for water. Chanukah is connected shemen, as we know. Purim is connected wine. Pesach is connected tal, because we daven for tefillas tal. And Shavuos is connected chalav, we have dairy. So those are the seven liquids connected, the seven yom and tovim. So the lach is that person has to dip them, a person has to wash the hands prior to dipping the food into one of the seven liquids. So there are many, many halachas here, just some things that are irrelevant. This is a much larger topic. But the Mishabur already writes in Sifkat and Yubayz that a person is simply washing the apple, washing the fruit. The halacha is then one has to still wash their hands before it. Even if it's just to clean it from the apple, that's considered dipping, that's considered wet. The actual quote from the Stipler, was Machmir. If he took food out of the refrigerator or freezer and had some frost or some ice or some water on it, even if it's from the condensation from the refrigerator, he was machmir to wash his hands in that case. Now others, I quote from Tshuvos Evan Yisrael, that the others are not machmir, but you see that this was a practice that was really kept amongst the Gedolim. The Shulchan Aruch writes such a din. The Gra goes so far to say he was machmir to even recite a bracha on washing hands in this instance. We're not knowing this way. The Olam is not the Olam, but those who are machmer on this din don't say a bracha because safek brachas lahakel, but they do wash their hands before him. So although it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch as a halacha, the Mishnah Berurah does acknowledge, he quotes from the Magid of Ram, who quotes from the Lechem HaChamudos, that the Olam is actually makel. The Olam is nogin shlo litol. They rely on the Rishonim that hold it doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. It only applies Bizman HaMikdash when there's Kabanos, and when there's Taros, and when there's Truma. Bizman Hazeh, there are a few Rishonim who hold that it's not practiced anymore, and that's the Minhag HaOlam. But that being said, the Mishnah Berurah says, Harbe Achronim are Machmir on this very din. Many the Gedolim, many Talmid Chacham who know this halacha are Machmir on this din. And therefore, it's something that should be widely practiced. It's halacha and Shulchan Aruch. It's something very easy to do. One should do this. Now, how should the washing take place? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, you should model it after the halachas of washing hands for netila, sedayim, for bread. Even though there's no bracha, in this instance, a person should have a regular kli. That's a roi kli, and you should fill the water up to the top and wash both hands. And whatever halachas you follow with regards to washing hands for bread, that should be the same exact halachas when washing hands for fruit or dipping any other food in. A person should not speak in between washing hands and eating the fruit unless he has that practice in general. There are those who are makel with regard to that, but most aren't. machmir not to speak in between washing hands and eating, so one should have that same chumrah as well. It could be very relevant. A person's dipping a donut into milk. That's a great example. Dipping cookies into milk. Chalav is one of the seven liquids, in which case a person would have to, should wash their hands beforehand. Dipping vegetables in dressing. You have going to a simcha, you have going to a l'chaim, and they have some, cucumbers, peppers, whatever you're eating, and you dip them in dressing. So then that, the question would be, is that dressing, is it rove water or rove something else? Usually it's mostly mayonnaise with some other seasoning in it. If it's something that's oil-based, so then it would be a shemen, and one would require dipping in, washing hands before dipping the food in. Dipping, let's say, butter and cream cheese, so that halacha would be only if it was melted, it has to be a liquid. If it's in a solid state, if it's congealed, that would not be a halacha. Other leniencies, the Mishnah Berurah points out that pachas mikazayis. If a person's having a pachas mikazayis, less than a kazayis of food, that would not require washing hands. And that's where it actually differs from bread. The lach is by bread. If you're having a kazayis of bread, you have to wash your hands and say a bracha. If you're having less than a kazayis, we still require washing hands, you just don't say a bracha. When it comes to vegetables or any food being dipped in liquids, in the seven liquids, if it's pachas mekazayas, we are makel that one need not wash hands. Another very important lach of the Shah that Mishnah Berurah talks about is that it has to be a food that you don't use your hand, that you don't use utensils. If you're using utensils, then there's no concern of the hand touching the liquid, so then it's fine. But if a person is dipping the food in with his hands, typically a donut is dipped into milk using his hands, so then there is in fact a chashash. So again, those who don't know this, who don't practice this, this is a wonderful thing begin to pick up. It's a halach and shulchan aruch, and something to pass on to the children and to institute in your families if possible.